Coach, you guys get started Friday and going down to New Orleans for the Andre Dawson Classic. Start off with a familiar foe in Grambling. Just talk about this weekend and what you're looking for out of your team.
Well, the main thing is just, looking to just get a good start to the season. But the rain, of course, like we talked about before, the rain has hampered that, with the preparation for getting ready for the season. So with these four games this weekend, you almost got to treat them like, practice or spring training games, because you got to play as many kids as you can to make sure that they can get the reps that they need so that we can be ready in 2 weeks when conference starts. We have conference earlier than anybody else, so it's to come down to what the weather has made us look at it from a different perspective. You always want to get off to a good start, but right now you don't even know who your key guys are going to be. You have a starting lineup, but that always changes. And usually you need those scrimmages, especially with your pitching, to be able to know who can do what and in what situations. But now they're going to have to do them when the darts are flying out there on the field. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they handle that. How would our guys handle, getting out there and just, okay, the light's on, it's time to play right now. So, I think if we can handle that part of it, and then with the way the schedule's set up, we're going to probably play our four games within a 48-hour time period, how we're going to handle that as well. So it's a lot of things that we'll be able to learn this weekend.
You mentioned pitching. Who are some of your guys that you're looking at right now to kind of start you off?
Right now, you have Corey Watson out of Hot Springs, a transfer from Arkansas State, mm-hmm. by way of Dyersburg Community College. He'll be our number one to start the season off. So he'll start Friday night against Grambling. And then we have a freshman that I really like, a left-handed pitcher named Rocky King out of Arizona. I think he's going to be really good. I think he'll pitch in pro ball in 3 years. He doesn't throw very hard right now, but the kid can just pitch, So he'll throw game two against Prairie View. And then Joel Barker from Russellville will throw game three. he's from Minnesota West Community College, of course from Russellville, Arkansas. So he'll throw game three, and then probably Bryce Resch will throw game four against Alcorn on Sunday. One thing that we will be missing this weekend, we'll be missing Antoine Luster, which I think is our, if I had to name my best pitcher coming out of the last few scrimmages, it would be him. He would be our number one. Cologne. Cologne is the nephew of Bartolo Cologne. His name is Edwin Cologne. So Edwin is another one, hard throwing right-handed guy. He actually played for Norwood. That used to be the coach at ULR down at Ranger Community College. So we'll be missing him, and then we'll miss a kid named Rishik, a left-handed pitcher out of Kansas City. Have to be cleared by the NCAA. So we got three pitchers that we really count on that needs to be cleared. Hopefully we can get them cleared soon, and that'll bolster the staff. But I think the guys that we got left, you got Race Tittle, who started some games last year. He'll be available. You got Dalton Acosta on the back end, which I can say he's our most improved pitcher. Mm-hmm. We have Will Smith, which can come in and give us three or four innings of relief here and there. We got Jordan O'Gwin, which is back from a broken foot. So it'll be good to get him back out there. He can at least give us one or two innings. And then we got another pitcher, Carlos Benoit. We'll get him by the time conference starts. Because he had arm surgery last year. So I think our pitching staff is better than it was last year. I wouldn't say that we're great, but all we need them to be is solid. Right. And if they can just be solid and throw strikes and give us a chance to win, we'll be okay.
Right. Every good pitcher needs a good catcher. Who are you going to have back there fielding the ball for you?
Well, our starting catcher is Dalton Smead from Nashville, Arkansas. He's a junior college transfer, but he'll have 3 years remaining. It's great to have him. Again, it's another Arkansas kid, and that's one of the things that's been good about, getting the stadium redone, is you can get some more Arkansas kids, which increase your fan base and things like that. So But anyway, Smead will be our starter. Then we'll have Jackson Rico. He'll be a backup catcher this year. He's from, I want to say, Highland Community College out of Kansas. And his grandfather actually played for the Kansas City Royals. Then we'll have our returning catcher from one of our guys from last year, which ended up, you know, kicking for the football team, Austin Krasmiski. Mm-hmm. He'll be our third catcher this year. So all of them will give us a solid base back there behind the plate. They've all been improved over the fall. So it's just whichever one of them can come on with the bat, I guess, would be the one to win. And then keep the balls off the backstop, of course. You know, that would be the guy that's probably going to start most of the game. But right now, Dalton Smead is the guy.
The other defensive positions, I know you got a first-team preseason all-SWAC guy at first base. Talk about him and some of your other guys that are going to start for you on defense.
Big boy, big Nick. He's done a good job, you know, especially with the bat in our conference. Every year, the last 2 years, he's hit double-digit home runs. He's hit over 330 both years. So hopefully he can have another solid year this year. And be able to be a mainstay in the middle of our lineup. We have another kid actually over there that's going to be really good, named Adam Martinez. He's a first baseman, lefty hitter. He's actually coming off of Tommy John surgery. He's actually a pitcher as well, but he's a really good first baseman and a really good bat as a freshman out of San Antonio, Texas area. So he'll get some playing time over there once he gets back, but in the meantime, he'll be a DH for us, and I'm excited about him. And then at second base is our former shortstop, Jar Parker. He moves from shortstop, which he was all-conference last year, honorable mention, and then this year he'll move over to second base for us. Solid kid. Every year he's hit nearly 300, plays good defense, but he's going to be solid over there. He's going to be replacing Ryan Madison over there, which is good. And then at shortstop, we're moving our third baseman from last year to shortstop, Justin Robinson. Ultra-talented kid, probably about 6'1", 6'2", very athletic. I think he has a chance to play at the next level if the bat comes on. But that combination up the middle is probably the best combination I've had since I've been here, up the middle.
And then your outfielders.
I got third baseman. Umberto Maldonado is our third baseman. Actually, he was one of the top 50 junior college players coming out last year in the country. He's about 6'2 and a half, about 230. He's a big old boy that can hit it a long way, and he should give Nick a lot of protection in the lineup. So I'm excited about having him over there at third base this year. And also, Braylon Hintz will probably split some time over there at third base as well when I decide to move Maldonado to first and have a righty-righty lineup. So that'll happen. And then the outfield and center field, I'm so happy to get Casey Higgins back. You know, after a year doing an intern, he's back now. He's much more mature. He's been playing the game really well. He understands everything that's going on out there. He's been swinging the bat pretty well. I think he has a chance to play again at the next level if he can put it together at the plate. And then in left field, we'll have Simon. He'll be back this year. Got kids, freshman out of Chicago, named Brandon Simon. He started last year, probably the first 25 games. And then, of course, he hit that freshman wall and kind of took his toll on him. But he's back. He's in great shape. You know, that's one of the things I noticed about him. You know, the body's in really good shape. So I'm excited about his season this year as a sophomore. And then in right field, we have a platoon-type situation where you have Darian Aldridge, which is the left-handed hitting fielder that can run. He's about 6'2", 170, but he can fly and slaps the ball around the park and runs. And then you'll have Larry Sims, which played last year. He'll get some time in right field and at DH as well to help that outfield out. So, all in all, I think our team is pretty solid. I think the main thing we got to get over is fear, and which is understandable after the year that you had last year. Everybody, you know, they kind of know that they can play, but until you actually get out there on the field and prove it, then that's going to be the another thing, you know. So hopefully that's another thing this weekend that we can overcome, that anxiety of, you know, this is not last year, you know, because last year we thought we were pretty good, but we had so many injuries happen, so many things. I mean, you played your first 28 games on the road, you know, there's a lot of things that happened last year that killed their confidence. So that's the main thing as a coach, that if I had to put my finger on anything for this group, if we can get past that anxiety of we're good enough, then they'll be okay.
You mentioned first 28 games on the road. That was actually going to be my next question for you. It's just, how much does that change everything from your planning to the mindset of the team to, you know, the mindset of the fan base, not having to wait that long to come home and play in Pine Bluff?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's one of those things where you have to be able to sleep in your own bed. You got to have a sense of normalcy, you know, at some point. You know, you can't spend your whole life, you know, living out of a suitcase from hotel to hotel and you know, eating food out all the time, things like that. You know, even with our kids, you know, it's just them being able to have that regular routine of going to class during the week, sleeping in their own bed, coming to their field and practicing, you know, now coming out of their locker room into their dugout and having a game, you know, a sense of normalcy helps you in a long way, you know, and like in the Wiz, they said, no place like home, right? Right. You know, and sometimes when you have those tough weekends of tough days on the road, coming back home gives you that sense of comfort that you can win at home and kind of turn things around. And that's the one thing our kids didn't have last year. We're playing 28 straight on the road. You know, it wasn't normal. I mean, if anything could have went wrong last year, it did. I mean, from the bus drivers to the scheduling to, you know, meals, anything, hotels, you know, we had it all go on last year. Injuries, I mean, I think we probably had over 2/3 of the team out last year at some point for extended periods of time. We're talking 2 and 3 weeks at a time, you know. So I think those are things that we have to get over mentally as a group, because I can kind of feel it. They have that anxiety. They know that they're good enough, but it's like, what's going to happen, you know? Right. So, but I think they'll be fine.
Right. You touched on this a little bit earlier, and you know, the Torrey Hunter complex being completed now,
right?
And the recruiting aspect of it, several in-state kids playing for you guys, not just with the in-state kids, but all around. Just how much, with the completion of that project, has it helped recruiting?
It's been great. I mean, because at least when you made the call to the kids from around the state and around our area, they would pretty much politely hang up. But now they at least feel the phone calls. They'll come down and see it and visit and actually, you know, give some thought to playing at Pine Bluff. So it's been a godsend for us, you know, to have that. And then, of course, for the kids out of state, it's been really good. But, you know, it has allowed us to attract more in-state kids, hoping that they would stay home and play, which would, in our, you know, we talk about this all the time, in our scholarship situation, the more in-state kids we can get, the better we can be with the amount of money that we have to spend on kids, you know. So that's going to be, the stadium has been really good for us. So if we can get the scholarship money up, then, you know, the sky's the limit for baseball.
Right. I normally kind of ask what the main goal, kind of especially early on in the season, is, but I think maybe you've touched on that with talking about the anxiety, you know, getting and busting down that wall. So I'm going to assume that's going to be your main goal early on.
Yeah. The main goal is just to try to get them past that anxiety. And like I told them, it's okay. It's okay to have that feeling, you know, and that's one thing as a coach, getting that older as a coach, You mature more, you know. You when you were younger, you go, my team shouldn't have no fear, no anxiety, no, you know, no nothing. But those feelings are actually real, and the quicker you address them and get past them, the better they'll be, you know. So like this weekend, one way I'm gonna use to get past that is we're gonna take more chances than normal in games to let them know, like, hey, you know, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down doing everything we can to win. You know, we're going to try to stretch doubles and, you know, in the triples, singles in the doubles, you know, triples in the inside the park home runs. You know, we're going to do everything it takes just to kind of let them play with their hair on fire.
Right.
You know, like I told them, you ain't got to hear nothing from me. I want you to go hard. There would be no red light on the bags this weekend. It's all green.
Right.
You run, and if you see a guy running and he don't have the bag, you better swing and hit the ball. You know, so I think that's one of the ways I'm going to attack it for him. Just kind of, if I'm loose, then I think they'll be loose and be ready to go.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right.